What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Episode 259. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. How you feel?
259.
Okay, I am absolutely beside myself right now. I don't know.
That mom is in the Papa's song.
Yeah.
All the air is brown. The air is brown, and my eyes are gray. And my eyes are gray.
Oh, what's the chorus of that? What's the title?
That's the chorus, genius.
What's the title? California Dreaming. It's
California
what?
Dreaming, right.
Yeah, but what's the parody version?
Canada Air Dreaming or something like that.
Exactly. We are... Oh, okay.
On such a...
Oh.
Hard to breathe day.
This is awful. This
cloudy
is
day?
Cloudy? The sky was orange earlier.
It was like a sepia filter. Like everything was yellowish orange.
The Canada wildfires have made their way to New York City and beyond. 16 states to be exact. And we're all under poor air quality. Well, you know that already. Unless you're listening to this a year from now. This is the polluted air episode of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. So I've never seen anything like this.
Daughter and I were in the car today. We had to wear masks outside of the car. And so she said, you know, on a normal day, the air quality rating is like zero, like as far as pollution in the air. Where we were, so awful is 500. Like if it's at 500, whatever, you know, it's bad. We were at 360.
Yeah.
Like 500 is unbearable. We're at 360. That's pretty bad. Manhattan was at 360. New Jersey was around 360.
I have one of those trackers where it tells you like at any given time where the worst air quality is in the world. Yesterday, New York was the number one worst air quality in the entire world, like on Earth.
That didn't get any better today.
No. In fact, it got worse.
I used my air detector, which is one of my dogs. And so this morning I opened the door for the dogs to run out on the deck, and I could see that everything was yellow. Ugh. The backyard was yellow. My dog took 2 steps outside, looked around, made stink face, and ran back in the house. I couldn't get my dogs to go out. Because as soon as they were like, oh, hell no, and they turned around and came back in the
house. It was all yellow. They actually have a more sensitive nose than we do, don't they? So
They're more sensitive to everything, yeah.
So they have more sensitive noses,
yes.
Hyper alert. Well, you know, for 3 years I had these damn Dyson air purifiers in my house, one in my living room, one in my bedroom, and they stay in the on position.
Wait a minute, what would you do with three of them? You only have a two-room apartment.
I have one in the bathroom. I have a tiny one that plugs in. But anyway, the one in my there's one in my bedroom and there's one in my living room floor, and they're huge.
Are you telling me the one couldn't purify the air all in your whole small apartment?
No, because there's walls involved. So for three years, this thing sat there with in the on position in auto, and it was oscillating back and forth, and the light was green, and it was like a green line forever.
Yeah,
and I'm like, is this thing even working? Is it sucking in air? Is it the filter's always clean? I swear to you, Brody, for 3 years, I'm like, I think this thing is a scam. Well, yesterday I get home from work and both of them are going, Vroom! I'm like, what the hell's that noise? Both of these air purifiers were kicked into the highest gear. The line was red. And I'm like, holy shit, it's actually detecting the air. This thing actually has been working all these years. And I have had clean air in my apartment until now. So this thing is still, I don't know if you can hear it. Hold on, I'll put my mic up. They can't really hear it.
I still see the pile of papers behind you, though.
Yeah, pile of papers is not going away anytime soon. So the air quality is really bad here.
So that machine is currently cleaning the air in your kitchen, dining room, living room, dinette, one room thing.
Well, that's the one. And then the other one is in my bedroom. And then there's a plug-in version,
a
Glade one in my bathroom.
Right.
And all three of them are sucking in the bad air and blowing out clean air. Now,
have you ever tried to suck your own bad air?
I've never tried to suck S my own BA.
the air is so bad, they canceled the Yankee game tonight because they couldn't play in the fog and the awfulness in the air. It's like there was a fire next door and you're breathing the fire in.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's almost like a Memorial Day barbecue, but there's no food.
the burnt smell.
You're just smelling like barbecue in the air. Yeah.
So they canceled the Yankee game tonight. So here's a serious question. What if the Taylor Swift concert we went to was tonight? Now, would you go if they didn't cancel it?
I would go anyway.
They have to cancel it.
Well, I would go if, you know, and I would be screaming extra loud during Lavender Haze. Oh.
Yes, I saw you put that on your Instagram story.
I actually put a purple filter on it and called it Lavender Haze. Anyway, yeah, no, I would have
you
to.
You and I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
We did. And it was.
I got there 3 hours early.
Did we post our pictures from that night?
We did, yes. Well, yeah. I posted and then
we
you reposted.
Post one
you
on the actually post. We have to post it on the Brooklyn Boys.
I think I did. Okay. I reposted it from the Brooklyn. I logged into the Brooklyn Boys account and I reposted
just,
it.
So to show the slices that we're really still friends in real life.
Yes, and we did the Taylor Swift heart.
Yeah, the hand heart thing. Yeah, the hand heart. Yeah, I like that.
Which, so I've said this before. Mankind has been around, I don't know, 5,000 years, 6,000, whatever it is, you know, dinosaurs, the whole thing. Mankind did not know you could make a heart shape out of your hands. Until, 4 years ago when Taylor Swift started doing it?
Something like
I'm
that.
I'm not saying she was the first. But prior to that, when you were a kid, nobody made hand hearts.
No one did that. We did the YMCA. That was it.
Right. We did the, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, here's the people. We did
right.
that.
Yeah, we did that.
But yeah, so we went to the Taylor Swift show. We sat a few sections apart. And I texted Skiri, hey, let's meet at my section. Now, I did it for two reasons. I wanted to see Skiri. We were only a couple of sections apart and we wanted to take our picture together, but also I had to go to the bathroom. So I figured, all right, I'm there 8 hours. I should probably go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what happened earlier than this, but just for the Skiri part. So Skiri and I hung out. We talked for a little while.
Yeah.
His girlfriend Robin was there. My wife and kids were not leaving the seats.
Of course not. Because
they were singing
especially,
every word, every song.
Well, the thing is this was during the Folklore album, which I'm not a fan of.
I'm not a fan of music. Not because I don't like it. I haven't really listened to it.
So Gen Z, by the way, is what brought Taylor into the world, the lives of Gen Z, is these last four albums, the pandemic albums. So Evermore and Folklore and Lover.
I don't know about that. My kids are all Gen Z and they loved her since.
Yeah, but I'm talking. Yeah, your kids are an anomaly. They're weird. They're not the norm, you know, but mainstream Gen Z really took to her during these last four albums. Me, I can give a rat's ass. I'm going to get a beer and take a piss. So yeah, so we hung out during the Folklore
set. Yeah, so Taylor did 44 songs, and the three or four from Folklore, I didn't know, and so I thought that's a good time to go to the bathroom and see Scary.
Yeah, they're slow.
And so we hung out, got to see his girlfriend. She looked great. He had a good time. You guys are a good-looking couple together. And then after we were hanging out, Scary was like going for the bar to get a drink or something. I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, we went to MetLife Stadium where the Jets and Giants play. Yes, I said Jets first. And like any arena, you know, there's probably 100 bathrooms, male, female, or, you know, handicap, whatever, every couple of sections. Well, when a concert, you know, for Taylor Swift or, you know, for Jingle Ball,
that
for, you know, for the radio station.
That skews female.
That skews 94% women.
Yep.
What they did was, is they took signs that said WOM and they put it over the M, the capital M in men's bathroom. And it, so it looked like women's, it was spelled right.
Yeah.
And so the WOM covered the M and then it used the ENS.
And they made a women's bathroom.
And they converted almost all of the men's bathrooms to women's bathrooms.
Which is brilliant.
Women were coming out. Women didn't notice the signs. So they were coming out going, why are there urinals in the ladies' room? Meanwhile, I knew the answer. And I'm thinking to myself, why are there no men's rooms here? So I had to walk like three or four bathrooms.
Yeah.
To get, because it was like women's, right. Before I found a men's bathroom.
Yeah.
I felt like just walking into the women's room and just peeing because there's urinals there, but I wasn't going to do that.
The men's room was just basically, a crack at the end of a brick wall? Or
it was on the side of this wall here. I have to tell you.
On the concourse.
Even though there was like four men's rooms in the entire giant football, huge football stadium, there were still no lines in the men's room.
No, none.
No lines.
No. You know why? Because we were the only guys there, Brody. My girlfriend called this. There was all women and basically men who identified as women. We were the only dudes
there. Dads. It's a lot of dads.
No, they were dads. And they were wearing their shirt that said, it's me. Hi, I'm the dad. It's me. I saw a bunch of those.
Right. So it said, hi, it's me.
No, it's me.
I'm the dad.
It's me. Right.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't buy that shirt.
No, it's me. Hi, I'm the dad. It's me.
Right. It's me. Hi, I'm the dad. It's me. Right. I didn't buy that shirt because I wasn't going as the dad.
No, you're a fan.
I was going as a fan.
Yeah.
However, same. I'm going to go get a shirt that arrived yesterday. I'm going to hold it up because you can see it on my camera. I want you to read what it says because you'll see how Brody this shirt is. Hold on one second.
Okay. All right. He's going
right back. I'm going in the other room.
All right. You go in the other room.
Right back. Hold on.
Yeah. But, so anyway, long story longer, Taylor Swift was awesome. She went through all of her eras. If you have a chance to see her, go see her. I'm just vamping while you're...
My dogs all jumped up because they thought I was going downstairs. Okay, so I want to hold up the shirt so that you won't think I'm just saying I got the shirt.
So this arrived yesterday?
Yes. Can you see it?
Yeah. Can I read it?
Yeah, read it.
It's you. Hi, you're the problem. It's you. That is such a Brody shirt. I can't. I love it. So are you going to wear that to the next time you're in Home Depot?
Well, I almost wore it to Walmart today, but I was like, yeah.
This is a perfect shirt for you, Brody. It really is. It really says who you are.
Yeah. Well, I thought of the slogan and I'm like, I can't be the first person to think of this.
Yeah.
So I went on Amazon and of course they had it.
We got to take a break in a second here, but first of all, congratulations.
I got more Taylor Swift talk.
Oh,
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
I want to.
Let's finish up with Taylor. Let's finish up on Taylor.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about my seat.
Okay.
So a couple of things. When I went to buy to the counter to buy food, because my daughters wanted food, you know, the prices are astronomical at a sporting event. I understand that. I was expecting it. And so they had Dasani water for $5 a bottle. And also on the menu,
you can get a whole case for $5.
Yeah. It said value water, $3.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's great. So I get up to the front. I said, give me a pretzel and chicken fingers. And I have to ask you a chicken fingers question, Scary. It's very important. And I said, I'll have a bottle of the value water. She says, oh, we don't have the value water. What do you mean? Yeah, we're not carrying that today.
Huh?
That's a fucking Scamboni. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's, we got Taylor Swift fans by the balls. We're going to only sell the $5 water and the value water, which was probably like no brand water. $3. They didn't bother putting it out.
Of course
not. So F you, MetLife, on that one.
Yeah.
So I ordered the chicken fingers. Now, the chicken fingers were $12.95 for three chicken fingers and fries, right?
That's $5, $4 a finger. Four and a half.
Or $14.95 for four.
Wait, what?
$12.95 for three chicken fingers and fries.
Okay.
$14.95 for four chicken fingers and fries.
That sounds like a bargain.
The fourth chicken fingers only $2, right? What if you only wanted two? Could you resist getting the fourth chicken finger?
No.
Right.
I'd have to get it.
So I had to get it.
All right.
They got me. It's like the popcorn in the movie theater.
Just a little bit extra. We'll rip you off a little bit extra.
Yeah, for just a dollar more, you get five times the size of popcorn. You're like, oh.
Right.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay.
So I paid $14.95 for my whatever it was. So, okay. So I get the chicken fingers and fries. And my wife and kids and I are sitting in the whatever row we're in. And we're sitting in seats 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Seats 5, 6, 7, 8 are empty for the opening act, right? For,
Yeah.
Who opened? Bridgers.
Phoebe right? Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers opened. She was great.
She was in the second act, actually. The first act was.
Yeah. Right.
I forgot
right.
who was on our night. Not Gail. Not Gail. Not ABC.
Not Gail. It was whoever J.J. Abrams' daughter.
Yes. So anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
You digress.
So I'm sitting there and no one's next to me. I don't know if you remember, the seats in front of us were really close.
Yeah, they were.
So if you put your feet down, there was no room by your feet for anything. So I put my chicken fingers and fries.
Your $15 chicken fingers.
Right. I ate two of the chicken fingers, three of the chicken fingers and half of the fries. And they were on the cardboard cup.
Yes,
and
sir.
Cup was on the cup was on the cardboard tray with a couple of ketchup and packages.
Wait, where did you place these?
I placed it next to me in seat five on the ground.
On the floor?
Now listen, when the seat is flipped up, you have the whole room there. You can see the food on the floor.
I can
right?
already tell you this is going sideways. You're not supposed to put food on the floor, Brody.
Hold on. So the only way that food could be there is if I put it there. Because no one has been sitting there. It's somebody's seat, right? So
you're asking
I
for trouble.
See these two young girls. I say young, teenagers, whatever. And they're like two of them and then two other people. Four people are coming down the aisle. And the girl gets to seat six. I remember I'm in seat four. She gets to seat six and I'm watching the concert. I turn my head and I'm about to say, oh, hello, let me move my food. And she does a sideways soccer kick and kicks the tray under the seat. So I said, hey, that's my food. And she says, well, I thought you were finished with it. How would I know? I go, she goes, I didn't know. I go, you didn't ask. I go, why would you just assume I kicked the food?
You're doubly at fault. Doubly at fault. And here's why,
no,
Brody.
I'm not.
Yes, you
no,
are.
Not.
Yes,
you're
you
the problem,
are.
It's you.
Nope. Here's why you're at fault. Number
you
one.
You pick food.
Number
you
one.
Say, excuse me,
no.
Is that your food?
First of all, if I know seats 5, 6, 7, 8 are mine and there's food on the floor in front of my seat.
On a tray with food in it.
Doesn't matter. I'm kicking it forward. I'm like, these are my seats.
Backwards.
This can't be wherever it is. This can't belong to anybody because these are my seats. Fuck you. Whoever was here earlier left. Goodbye. That's number one. Number two, rule of thumb, unless you're finished with it, including a beer or anything, you don't put it on the floor ever. Whether it's in front of you or to the side of you, it's going to get...
There was no room in front of me.
It's going to get stepped on.
There was no room behind me. There was no room under my seat.
Do you know I was in a fucking row that was Grand Central? Five or six people... I was sitting at the end of the row. Now, normally that's a great thing. It's like, oh, we got the end. No, it's not, because we had to keep getting up for fucking everybody. And this one woman was eight times she made a beer run. She was back and forth. Bathroom, beer, bathroom. It's like one begat the next. If you wouldn't drink so much beer, you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom so much. She broke the seal. It was fucking insane how many times we got up. But now listen, I'm not complaining. Not to the extent that you do. But honestly, dude, you got to suck it up. Don't tell me you tried to make her pay for the chicken fingers.
No, luckily it all landed back on the tray. Not the food wasn't destroyed, but initially she was like, boom! Like, did like a corner kick to the right, and it went banging against the back of the step. All right. Luckily, like the fries flew up and then flew down, landed on the tray. It was fine.
Ugh. Well, all right.
I'm sorry. I don't kick other people's food. I go, excuse me, is this yours? If they say no, then I kick the shit out of it.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Anger issues. Anger issues.
Back to the woman before the commercial, the girl.
And yeah.
So I'm in seat four. We're turned like 2 o'clock on a clock, because that's what a stage is. And sometimes Taylor was in front of us. Most of the time she was a little to the right of us, because the stage came out into the crowd about 80%. But it was an incredible stage.
Right.
Every time we had to turn slightly to the right, this dingbat behind me would take out her phone and film, or yeah, jump up and down. Have a great time. I'm all about it. But every time she took her phone out or turned, yeah, she would like bang me in the back. She'd brush against my arm. She'd, you know, bang into me. I'm like, I kept like putting my hand behind my back, like swatting away a fly. Like, hey, you know, like, get it. Hey.
Yeah.
I turned. I gave her a couple of looks like, excuse me. Can you, you know?
Yeah.
It was an hour of her not taking the hint and yeah, dinging me. So I kept looking. I'm going, maybe I'm not centered. Maybe I've moved a little closer to her. Nope. I'm dead central in
yeah,
my seat.
Yeah. All right.
She is creeping up on me, banging. So not only did she yeah, kick my food, but she banged me in the back the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Not in a good way.
You had that experience. I had the fucking Grammy Award winning fucking Taylor screamer behind me.
I had one. Go ahead.
You know, I don't know yep, about you guys. And here comes the old man. This is an old man thing, I guess. I don't know. But when I go to a concert, yeah, I get it. You cheer, you sing a few lines. But for the most part, you want to see the artist perform the song, because that's right, what you paid all this money for. I don't need to hear people behind me. This girl, she was so shrill and she was so loud. She was screaming that high-pitched scream that I think she busted my ears. So she was screaming, and then she was screaming the lyrics and singing every word to every song. She wouldn't stop. She didn't hear the concert.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, the girl behind me was so loud and so shrill, you think, Scary, that she's the girl sitting behind you. That's how loud she
was. That's how loud she was.
Actually sitting behind me.
Yeah.
The whole concert. It's you! It's me! And the problem is me! Couldn't carry a note for her life.
No.
Look, no. I want, God bless her. I want to have a great time.
Yeah, no, this is what this is what it's about. But
and not everyone can sing like Taylor Swift. Up. I get it. But you know the old joke. You go, hey, like if someone's singing, you go, hey, who sings that song? Yeah. And they go, Ed Sheeran. You go, great, let's keep it that way.
Right. Or what was the other one? You told me the other joke.
Oh, I told you.
What did you do? With the money?
What'd you do with the money? What money? The money your mother gave you for singing lessons.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And I got to say, first of all, a lot of girls were passing out at this thing. I heard that there were girls that they don't remember. They have concert amnesia because they felt like they don't remember. They blacked out during parts of the show. The next day, they can't
after
recall.
They saw Brody and Scary together.
Yeah, Scary and Brody. But anyway, it was good. But I'll tell you, I got Brody'd at the Billy Joel concert.
Oh, how so?
Well, I was
with another big fan, Billy Joel fan here. Go
ahead. I am a Billy Joel fan. Go fuck yourself on that one. So,
what's the name of the album? Glass
Houses.
Okay, very
from
good.
1980. Come ooh. On, with the very first thing you hear is a glass breaking, and then You May Be Right comes on. Come on. All right. So anyway,
okay, all right.
So anyway, I was with my boy Jay, and we were in the third row, luckily, just figuring, oh my God, here we are, get up close and personal. The show starts. I mean, it was definitely a fucking Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. You can't, I should probably just play the theme song. It's not a rant.
What happened? That's
the tallest man known to mankind fucking goes right in front of my periphery.
Good.
That's all you get.
Good.
He's 6'7".
Yeah.
And he was in the first row. I was in the third. And I was watching Billy at a 45-degree angle. This motherfucker was right in my line of sight. And I'm like, do you believe this? If I was one seat over in either direction, it would have been fine. But I'm like now trying to like raise my phone over this dude's head. And he's swaying back and forth to the music.
Oh,
and
he's having a great time.
We're all standing up. God damn it. I just can't win. Here I was thinking I was
all you needed was a 10-foot tall guy in front of him.
Right. Damn it.
So he'd know how it felt.
But I remember this happened to you. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny.
It happened at your birthday party.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I was able to get into one of those VIP highfalutin lounges before the show at the Garden.
Of course you
did. And I had a wonderful conversation with Guadalupe and Linda Lopez.
Oh, very nice.
Mom
Linda
and
Lopez, the sister and mother, Guadalupe,
of Jennifer Lopez. Yes, we had about a half-hour conversation. Truth be told, Linda and I and Brody and a bunch of us are longtime acquaintances because she's in radio. She does the news on 1010 Winds during the midday hours.
And she's done a lot of radio in New York.
Over the years, she's done so much stuff. But anyway, it was so great to catch up with Linda. She has her daughter with her. They were all of them, their first Billy Joel concert. And now he's only doing 12 more and then he's out of here. But anyway,
Do you think she called her sister J-Lo to get the tickets?
No, I think they got...
Or does she use her Linda Lopez connection?
Yeah, I think they got relationships.
She must have some juice, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, it was cool. I gave Guadalupe a hug and a kiss, you know? It was nice. But anyway.
I met her. She came into our studio once. She was very nice.
Yes, Linda. She's a sweetheart.
Didn't she go to school with Danielle?
Yeah, I think that, well, the same area. But I think
she knows Linda and J-Lo through Linda.
What happened after the Billy Joel concert is what I wanted to tell you. And I don't know how I should react to this.
What bougie club were you in?
I'm not going to tell you the name of it because this is going to go,
I got it right.
This is going to go downhill really quickly. My friend and I went to a club, a bar club lounge.
Surprise.
And we waited. And the guy up front and the woman, the door people, recognized me for whatever reason.
Of course they did.
They brought us upstairs. They stamped us. They even bought us a round of drinks. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. We leave. We meet my buddy Joe Lupo and his girlfriend at the Soho House, because he's got a membership to Soho House, which is a block away.
Of course
away,
he does, yeah.
A block mm-hmm. away. So we go there, and he gets us in there, and we're having drinks. Now, Joe Lupo and his girlfriend, they're like, you know, Ken and Barbie. They're like, you know, Joe is buff, 6'6", good-looking guy, you know, in perfect shape.
His sister is J-Loop, right?
Yeah, J-Loop. So we're at Soho House, we're in the roof, we're chilling, and then all of a sudden the lights come on. He's like, you know what, I'm not done yet. And my boy Jay was like, yeah, I'm not done either. So he's like, why don't we go back to that place that you guys were at earlier before you met us? And
the Billy Joel concert?
No, we were at the Bougie Club.
Oh, before. Okay.
We went to Bougie Club, Soho House, and now let's walk down the street to Bougie Club. So my boy and I had our stamps. We were stamped, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we go in. Now there's a whole different crew of people out there because now it's midnight. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And now you don't get the 10 p.m. treatment at 1 a.m. 1 a.m. treatment and personnel is completely different than 10 p.m.
Right.
So now me and my boy go there and my boy Jay.
Oh, you and your friend.
We show the stamps, and the guys, the bouncers let us right into the rope, but they're like, wait, these two, Barbie and Ken, they don't have stamps, and they're, you know, so I'm like, well, I'll just talk to the doorman when he comes down, and, you know, I know people, I know ownership of this place. We'll get us in. This guy, who had more sass than anything else, he comes, hey! He's like, what can I do for you? This other woman that was at the door recognized me. She was a different woman. So mm-hmm. I said, hi. I'm like, we were here earlier, and these are my two friends, Joe Lupo and his girlfriend. Can they mm-hmm. come in? And he very snarkily says, oh, I'd like to trade the two of you for the two of them, actually. That would be great. I mean, if we could just switch positions now, like meaning put me and my boy, who already had spent money there earlier in the night right. and already were stamped and already were vetted.
For
the good looking couple. Okay. He doubled and tripled down. This dude had the balls. So as he said it the second time, the woman went right up to his ear and says, that's Scary Jones from Z100. And he turns to me on a third time. And he shakes my hand and goes, oh, yeah. And he doesn't even look at me. He looks the other way. He goes, oh, Scary Jones from Z100. And then he lets all four of us in and we go upstairs. No problem.
You're suddenly no longer unattractive.
Suddenly. But you know what? Go fuck yourself. I always said that shtick was never in. But it was almost quasi-acceptable during the bottle culture boom in the mid-2000s. Even in the 80s, 70s, and like Studio 54 and all these other clubs, there was always the asshole door person, right?
Always, yeah.
And it had to be the douchebag. Now, it's one thing if you want to have a restrictive door and you don't want to let people in, you want to let the hot people in. And listen, I get it. It's New York City nightlife. Miami does it. Vegas does it. They all do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's a way to do it and a way not to do it. This guy was like harkening back to the shtick that they used to do back then. In today's culture, I think, you know, you put your phone up, you're recording that shit, you put it on social, you'll get canceled. I think the current generation they don't stand for that crap. They really
Except
don't.
Who are the cancelers? The cancelers would see you and go, yeah, I get it. I mean, you know, no offense, but now let me ask you a question. The guy at the door, would he have gotten in? Was he a good-looking guy?
Well, he's just, you know, he was a neck-tattooed dude, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. with a baseball hat.
But sassy. But
half my age and doesn't realize that
so
I know
like 30?
Everybody in New York City nightlife. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so I actually, mm-hmm. would you have written to the owners? Would you have told them about that?
No, that's the kind of place you write a letter to.
No. Would you have emailed them? Like, yo, by the way, your boy at the door was a dickhead.
No, because that's his job. They'd be like, oh, good
job.
Yeah, but
the way he's, the thing
whatever
is,
his name is.
There's, again, no.
Jake?
The way he said it. The point is, I emailed and I got a very nice response back.
Whoa. What did you say? What'd you get? What?
I'm going to read you the email.
Okay. That you wrote or they wrote?
That I wrote and what they wrote back. And you tell me.
They insinuated I was unattractive.
No.
Here's my picture.
No. I wrote.
Go ahead.
I did. And I'm not looking for free dessert. I just want...
You did not write that.
No, I'm not looking for free dessert. No. I just said, hey, I said...
You're not reading the letter here.
Well, you want me to, you don't.
I want you to read it. Yes, the slices want you to read it.
No, they don't. This is boring.
Yes, they... Hold on, I'm checking.
Okay, yep, listen.
I just checked. They want you to read it.
As you know, I've been a big supporter in promoting dining, drinking at the Empire that you and your partner have created over the years. You're a well-oiled machine these days, whatever. La, la, la. Thanks for the... Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I told him the story... Mm-hmm. And I said, and then after that, I said,
let's go.
He said, I'd like to trade these two for the couple outside the ropes. I think it was the most obnoxious, sassy, and demeaning comment, and your staff agreed with me, because people told me after that he's an acquired taste, and other people said, yeah, he's not everyone's cup of tea. I said, now that I've been told by several people that about this, I said, by the way, it's a summer Friday night, your crowd is in the Hamptons, and your rooftop was empty. But yet, and they so I said, they had to put up panels to close the walls in and make it seem full. I'm like, this guy's not a welcome face to your valuable brand. I know he's been a longtime doorman, but he's doing zero to move you guys forward. Again, I don't want to out the guy, and I don't want to out the place. This is an example. That's all.
It's already.
It could be a lot of people. It could be a lot of things, a lot of places. Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. The guy acted like an asshole and this guy's acting like an asshole to the few patrons that want to come in and spend.
Especially since you had already been there that night.
Right. Well, that's my point, really. But no one should be treated that way. He goes, hey, not the most fun email to wake up to. Want to apologize because this is the kind of class that this guy has and his company has. He is not, I apologize for the behavior. I understand you've been a supporter for us all these years. I'm sorry your experience was not up to our usual standards. Every day comes with its unique challenges in the nightlife business. Wanted to make sure that you know that we take these issues very seriously. We can and should do better. I want to apologize for the fact that this happened. Whatever. Doorman is usually kind and thoughtful. It was completely out of his character. I'm sorry you had to deal with this. So he wrote that back to me. I don't know what he meant by... listen, to me, it was...
I'd like him to send you like some kind of card that says you can get in any time now.
Well, no. I don't think I'll have this problem again there. Anyway, I said, look, I didn't mean to start your day this way. I appreciate your kind response. My true intent on dropping you the email is that it's more of a heads up because, you never know if you can be canceled with the click of a button. You don't know. I'm still a huge fan. I'll always swing through. Anytime I'm entertaining friends, I'll be, I'm pretty much saying you didn't lose me. And you guys, basically, what they do is they've written the book on hospitality the way that they are to their... I've seen they treat their staff really well. Excellent, excellent company to work for.
Good. I'm looking forward to you getting me in. It's good.
Well, I don't know, Brody. after that, they're like, me getting in is one thing. You?
Well, excuse me. You're implying that you rate higher? The fuck out of here.
Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You're a dick.
I got crushed two other times in a similar fashion. But I'll let you. I'll tell you one other time. This is a dagger to the heart. This is quick. This is what happened to me this week. I was with my boy Will. We're having dinner at Sushi Lounge, and we were texting with our friends. And word got out up at City Bistro that we were down at Sushi Lounge. So the bartender hits us up. The bartender from City Bistro hits us up. Is like, yo, if you're coming up here, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day. Can you get me a truffle edamame? Tell him it's with Sam, the bartender. Not a problem.
Okay.
So I order it. The bill comes. I order it. And I said, yeah, can I also, by the way, get a truffle edamame to go for Sam, the bartender? And she's like, oh, are you her dad? Dagger through my heart. Will lost his shit, started texting the whole world. Oh, my God, this waitress just totally dissed Scary. Wow. So I said, whoa, wait a second. I said,
You're old enough to be dating her.
Well, no, Sam's like in her 30 and stuff, in her 30s. And I'm like, wait a second. I said,
old enough to be her father.
No, I said, how old do I look? I said, and be honest. She goes, oh, 42. I said, oh, 42. I said, how does that math add up? And she goes, I don't know. Sam's Cuban and they start early.
You were Cuban and had sex and had gotten pregnant
at 12.
Her mother pregnant. Well, no, that you got someone pregnant when you were 12.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now she's condemned a whole island of people.
That was actually just a good save, right? Because, yeah,
she wasn't thinking 42. She was thinking 62.
Come on, man. Do I really look like that disheveled?
No. No, you look like 61.
Anyway, I figured I would add that to the end of that last conversation.
Wow. That's hilarious.
I got crushed, man. It's not been a good week. It's been a good week in concerts. It has not been a good week in Scary Jones.
That's all right. Yeah. So it sounds like you've met a bunch of people that you the bouncer, this woman, you have reason to not like them, right? I mean, even if you didn't get mad at this woman, but you have a legitimate reason to like not like the guy, right? But have you ever hated someone and they have no idea you hate them and it's for like the most ridiculous reason? You don't know them, but you suddenly hate them.
Yeah.
We've all had
those moments.
I'll give you an example. You're getting off a parkway and then someone cuts in at the last minute. You don't know them. You're like, I fucking hate that guy. He cut me off. I hate him. Right.
Yeah. This happened to me
at the Taylor Swift concert.
Right.
It took me an hour and a half to drive out of the parking lot at the Taylor Swift concert. Mm-hmm. An hour and a half. And it was a lot of chiseling and cutting off and chiseling and merging. And no one knows how to zipper anymore. No one knows. It's like left car, right car.
Oh, the traffic zipper. Hold on.
Traffic zipper.
Finish your story. We're going back.
So there were lots of people I hated. But let me tell you these new people I hate. And it's like, you don't really hate them, but you're like, oh, I hate that woman. So I go to physical therapy. I've been having a problem. I injured my knee. Not a big deal. I have to go work out my knee 3 days a week for a little while to get it loosened up again. So the physical therapy place I go to is located on the third floor. And the elevator is slow as shit. All right, as much as my knee hurts, I almost want to walk up the stairs. That's how slow the elevator is, right? So whenever I come out of physical therapy, the elevator is always on the ground floor.
Right.
So it goes ground, 2, 3. Those are the three floors in the building. There's no fourth floor. And right across in the elevator is a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I come out of PT, I push the button on the elevator because it's two floors down. I go into the bathroom at a casual pace. I get my soap, wash my hands, paper towel, dry my hands. And I walk off the elevator and boom, the doors are open and I walk right in. I got it down to a science, right? One day I'm in there with the bathroom, my physical therapist, and he says, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "Good. You're in my way. You're going to cost me the elevator." He goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Open the door." He opens the bathroom door. The elevator door opens. I walk right in. He's like, "Oh my God, you have it down to a science, right?" Today, I come out of physical therapy. Yeah, you called me during physical therapy today, yeah. Right? Okay. I come out of physical therapy. Elevator's on the ground floor. I hit G. I walk into the bathroom, get a little soap, yep. Wash my hands,
yep.
Paper towels.
Uh-huh.
I come out, and there's a woman in a pink dress who's in the elevator pushing the door close button, and I go, "No!" And the door closes. Now I have to wait for the slow elevator to go all the way down to the ground floor, wait till it resets, and hope no one gets back on, but someone got back on, and it stopped at 2.
Is that the Sabbath elevator, the one that stops at every floor?
Right, yeah. So I lost, I don't know, five, six minutes, right? I hate that woman. I don't know her, but I hate that woman.
Right. And now all you
right?
Could, yeah.
That, well, I hate that. Next time I see her, she didn't do anything wrong. She doesn't know she did anything wrong. In her mind, she got on the elevator and she pushed the button and she went home. Has no idea. I fucking hate her. And I'm going to give her a dirty look when I see her, even though she has no clue what she did. And in the grand scheme of things, she didn't do anything wrong, but I hate her. You understand what I'm saying?
I totally get it. It makes all the sense of the world.
Hate her. I'm picturing her right now. I hate her. Yeah. And she's probably home with her family. I had a nice day.
Yeah, unbeknownst to her, she's just living her life, but you hate right. her. So why does she live rent-free in your head?
Because she cost me my perfect timing elevator. Because she came out of nowhere.
But the thing is, there's nothing you can do. First of all, you're talking about a past event. You're talking about something that really didn't affect you financially or for your health. Other than the fact that you're getting all wound up over it. And it didn't cost you any of that. And yet, there's nothing you could do about it. And she has no clue you're upset with her. So that's where my mind tells me to just move on in a situation. It's like one of those traffic moments. You're angry for that minute. And then you're like, who cares? And you just let it go. Let it go.
How about this? Over the weekend, I'm in the supermarket. And one of the things on my shopping list was the cheddar, the white cheddar, I think it's white cheddar, comes in an orange bag of Smart Pop popcorn. Okay?
Yeah.
I go down the aisle, in the chip aisle, and a woman happens to be, I don't know, 20 feet ahead of me. She's over by the chip aisle, over by the Smart Pop. She grabs a bag of white cheddar popcorn.
Yep.
The same, like I'm going to get. But oh, that woman has excellent taste in popcorn. I walk over to the Smart Pop section, and guess what?
It was there's the no last white one!
She took the last one. I hate her.
Why do you hate her?
She didn't again.
But once again,
she doesn't know why I hate her.
Now, but, and she
didn't
do
anything wrong.
She didn't do anything. That's the other thing. She didn't do anything spitefully. Now, I have a right to be angry at the door guy. Because
no, I have a right to be mad at the elevator lady and the popcorn lady.
He was a belligerent prick.
Yep. Yep. Okay, Slices, here's what I need you to do. I need you to leave us a talk back. Go to the iHeartRadio app, hit the little microphone button, and tell us about the person who didn't do anything wrong, but why you hate them, because they fucked you up and they don't even realize it.
The Broken Boys Podcast with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now.
Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's talk about, you had mentioned earlier that you had a Brody experience at the Billy Joel concert.
Yeah, well, right? I mean, I told you what that was. It was very, right, that was the story.
Experience.
It was definitely very Brody.
Somebody shits on your good time.
Yeah.
You're like, wah, wah, right? But Brody has become a verb. It's what become an adjective. You got Brody.
No, you mean an adverb.
No, an adverb is like quickly, slowly.
So you got brodied.
Right.
Someone tried
it's
to brody
tense
you.
Of a verb. To brody someone is a verb, and brodied. Well, brody,
yeah, so it, you're right. It is a verb. Right.
I know it's a verb, but I'm pleased with the grammar. Hello.
So go ahead.
Anyway, so you know, like if you get free dessert, you're like, oh, I pulled a Brody. I got free dessert. Right. Yeah. Well, some of you guys will remember, if you listen in order to all of our episodes, we've talked about our good friend Elliot, who used to be co-host with our morning show. It used to be Elvis and Elliot and the Z Morning Zoo. In fact, Elliot's the guy who brought me onto the morning show initially.
Yes, sir.
And then I worked for his show and Elvis's show at the same time. And I've known Elliot now as long as I've known you, 25 years, mm-hmm. right? Yep. So one of the slices hit me up and said, oh my God, Elliot mentioned you and used your name as a verb. You got to listen to this clip.
That's how you know you've made it.
So it's Elliot and Diane, his co-host, and Tyler, who's the third mic producer of the show. He's the younger sounding guy on here. I don't say he's younger. He is, but I don't think he sounds younger. Well, I shouldn't have said that. He's the other guy, right? He's not the host. You'll hear Elliot. And so at some point, you can hear him say, oh, what do you call that? Now, when he says that, Elliot explains what he calls it. But that's a clue to me that Elliot has used this term before.
Yes.
That Tyler was aware of it to say, what is it that you call when someone, okay?
Right.
So here's what happened. You have the audio. Don't play it yet.
Okay.
This is a clip from Elliot in the morning. He works at DC 101 in Washington, DC. It's a rock station, a fantastic rock station. And they're talking about Tyler's bad experience with a pizza delivery person. And he's talking about how after he paid the woman, she opened the screen door again to start talking about something else. He was upset by it and Elliot was upset for him. And then he talks about what he wants to do now that he's upset. And I want you to hear what Elliot says. Here we go.
Her own safety, she shouldn't do that. I'm being serious about that part of it. You should also tell him, like, she's part of some wackadoo thing. Hey,
can I get like a free pie or something?
Yeah. Hey, for my inconvenience.
That's exactly what you would ask.
You got meat lovers?
Yes. Hey, don't skimp.
What do you call that?
I ordered a large. I expect a large.
What do you call that?
Brodying a situation?
Oh, 100%. You're brodying the situation. I should get two because I was so shaken up, I couldn't eat the first one.
Line four.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
That's great.
Elliot says that it should brody the situation and ask for a second pie because he's so upset he wasn't able to eat the first one.
Amazing.
Which is very Brody-ish. So I'm glad that I'm also living on in Washington, D.C. and in Atlanta and all the other places that Elliot is on the air.
Yeah.
So love you, Elliot. Thanks for shouting me up. But I wanted to hear that.
It got worse for Scary.
June 5th. And I tweeted it, too. I tweeted it out. And I put it on an Instagram story.
It got worse for me, by the way. Remember I told you there was two stories? Here comes strike three of me.
Oh.
Yeah, I was at an event the other night with some friends.
No,
you don't say.
What are the odds you were at an event?
And this woman comes up to me, and she's like, oh, my God, you're Scary Jones. I said, yeah. She goes, my grandma loves you. Not even my mother. My grandma. So I'm like, no, get out of here. She goes, no. Her name is Lois.
She relates to you at your age.
Her name is Lois. I swear to God, she pulls out a picture of Lois. She looks like Betty White. Lois, I love you, Lois. Thank you. But, oh, my God. It just gets worse. How old am I?
Oh, my God. You could be her husband. Wait, is she Sam's grandmother?
No.
Because you're Sam's father, right?
So, of course. Jeez. Anyway. So, all right, we have a couple of things. And we want to play the sound here. And then,
I have a couple of sound clips I want to play.
God, we didn't talk about the traffic zipper.
Yep. Yeah, also, you had said congratulations earlier. And then I cut you off.
We want to congratulate our boy Mo Bounce for getting back into radio.
Yes.
Mo Bounce used to work with us at Z100. He's a radio.
No, that's not the beginning of the story. Oh. Not the beginning of the story.
Okay.
Mo Bounce's older sister used to work with me at Red Robin in Brooklyn when I was a manager.
His sister was
a waitress, and occasionally her little brother would come in. Little Mo, would come in.
I was just cutting to the chase. We don't care about her sister.
I know, but I'm just saying. I know Mo.
All right, that's great. We're talking about
I'm
Mo.
Happy for him.
Mo is from Z100. He left during the pandemic to do nursing. He went to school.
He went to school
for it. He's done everything in nursing now, and mastered it. Left radio completely, and here he is 3 years later,
he's saving lives.
And now here he is back in radio. Starts Monday. On a country station in Tampa doing afternoons.
Boy from Brooklyn. Now on a country radio station.
Yeah, now he's on a country radio in Tampa doing country.
In Tampa.
We just wanted quick congratulations. We don't care about his life story. We don't care
that he's important.
Let's talk about the day he was born. Let's talk about...
Oh, well, you know what? It was a cold day in November.
Right.
Anyway, very happy for Mo Bounce. No, I wanted to congratulate... We have someone else to congratulate, Skiri.
Who's that?
Last episode, we didn't address last episode, but last episode, 258, we gave away tickets to see Sorry for Your Loss, which is an off-Broadway show.
Yep.
We gave those tickets. Someone's calling you?
I'm calling Garrett.
Oh, so congratulations. We said to be the 10th person to DM us. Congratulations to Janet Torres, who won the tickets. Huge slice. And she's very excited, and she's going to go see the show, I think, this week. So hopefully we'll get a nice review from her if we haven't gotten a talk back from her already. So congratulations. In case you're wondering who won. And for those of you who gave us a DM 4 days later, you were a little late. Sorry. I'd like to apologize that we did not have a new episode last week.
Yes. Let's explain
the
ourselves.
End of May.
Yeah.
So we were going to record on Tuesday or Wednesday. And we couldn't, Skiri for some reason couldn't record on Wednesday. Is that correct?
That's right.
And because Skiri couldn't record on Wednesday, I had a minor medical procedure that had to be performed on Thursday. And because of that, I wasn't physically able to record. I had a little thing, and I couldn't record Thursday or Friday because I wasn't feeling well. I'm fine now, everyone, but thank you. So because it's Skiri's fault.
It's my fault.
Wednesday,
well, let me tell you what I did on Wednesday.
I scheduled my procedure on Thursday.
Yeah.
What did you have to do on Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday... An old friend of ours who used to be on the Elvis Duran morning show, John Bell, who's now 88 years old, was being honored. Legend in radio. Was being honored at an event where he's retiring from there's a school that does a substance abuse program for the kids. And they teach them about, the perils of drugs and all that. So anyway, so John has been with them for several years past his retirement. He retired... Back in 2010, he left the morning show, the Elvis Duran show. So he's been doing that all these years. So Danielle and I from the big show decided to go surprise him as he was being honored. And it happened to be a great night. Man, the guy at 88 years old, sharp as a tack, made an eloquent.
And he looks fantastic.
He looks amazing.
He looks like he did 10 years ago easily.
Check my social. You'll see.
13 years ago.
And he basically spoke off the cuff. Didn't have any words prepared because... He didn't know he was being honored, and spoke for like 10 minutes. And God, man, I was just so impressed and so happy to see him. And then after I came home, he messaged me what a kind gesture that was for me to show up. And he really was, it was nice. He said some heartfelt things that I've never really heard anyone say about, me in the industry. I've been here 28 years and, but he's been there since he was there in 83. So,
and he was in radio long before.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, anyway, so it was great to catch up with him. We got a lot of response on social. I was like, oh my God, I always wonder what happened to John Bell. Well, that's him.
I'm glad he's doing well.
Still doing well. So, there was that. And then so that was a congratulations. And while we were patting our own backs, I was featured on the cover of two magazines that.
Yes, your left side was on the cover of one and your right side was on the other side.
You're a dick.
I am.
It's called City Lifestyle Magazine. There are about 150 editions around the country, physical magazines. But I was on the cover of the Morris County one, New Jersey, and the Chatham Short Hills version of it.
And, well, that's the more expensive one.
Yeah. And Brody, you're welcome.
Chatham Short Hills.
You're welcome. In this article that they did on me and this wonderful pictorial of some pictures over the years that I've taken.
They mentioned me?
I sure did. I mentioned the podcast. I gave you a shout out. And they also did an at for at David Brody. So now it got released digitally so anyone could see it. It's online. It's
Are you going to post that link?
I posted it. I posted it. It's in my feed. And you'll see
I saw the picture.
It's in Facebook. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Instagram. It's everywhere.
And, on your Snapchat and your TikTok and your
Grindr? Yes, it's on my Snapchat.
It's on your Grindr account?
Hasn't made it to Grindr yet. Okay. And so,
is it on your hot-looking grandpa's page? Gilfs?
Gilfs. Grandpas I'd like to fuck.
Grilfs?
You know what? You're the worst. But yeah, so anyway, check it out. There's an article about how I got my start. And then if you want, if you care, I mean, but the surprise was I was put on the cover of these magazines. They didn't tell me I was going to be on the cover. So that's kind of cool. I have hard.
Well, let me ask you a very important question.
Yeah.
When the sassy bouncer wouldn't let you in the club, did you make up the story about the woman and you pulled out a copy of the magazine? You're like, do you know who I am?
Do you know
I'm on the cover of Morristown Magazine.
Morristown City Lifestyle, bitch.
Did you put that in the letter to the club owner?
No, oh,
listen,
God.
I don't want to cause a stink, but I'm on the cover of Chatham and Short Hills Magazine. Bitch.
Yeah. So while we were in our jerking each other off mode, I should have. I don't have a thank you for you, Brody. What? No? Is there anything special going on? No? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I will tell you that I fortunately chlorinated my pool yesterday.
Hey.
So the brown dirt in the air did not ruin my pool.
No, the second part of the sentence was going to be, so it's ready for you to show up, Skiri, in your bathing suit.
You could have come today and choked while you were standing around the pool. It was unusable.
One of these days, I'm going to get an invite to your pool.
You know what? I thought about it, and I just think you'll be disappointed. I just feel like there's no bottle service. There's no, linen robes for you to slip into.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the little tiki bar with the DJ. Doesn't have any of that. It just has a nice deck around the pool. It's in ground. You know, it's heated. Okay. But I just don't think it's up to your standards.
Yeah, okay.
The hot tub is nice. Yeah, you know, I think you'd like the hot tub.
Yeah.
But maybe. I have to drain it when you're done, so...
You're something else. I'll say. You really are. But anyway, all right. We'll leave that there. Should we do some talkbacks?
Why don't we play my sound?
And we got to take a break after that. So
yeah, all right. It's fine.
Let's do that. What do we got here? Oh, we got about a lot of clips. A lot.
I sent you like four.
We got six.
Well, give me the name of one of them.
All right. This one is the Keith Nice Day.
Oh, okay. So when you're on the radio... Right, you're promoting your radio station, right?
Oh, wait.
If you're like, oh, hey, it's Elvis Duran from Z100, you wouldn't say like, there's other radio stations I'd rather listen to than this one. You wouldn't say that.
Never.
Right? If you're at a restaurant, you're the manager, you come over to the table, you wouldn't go, excuse me, enjoying your food? Because there's other restaurants up the block that are much better, right?
Yeah.
So you know I love Keith Hernandez. He's a future Hall of Fame baseball player, I believe. Legendary Mets player, and he's a legendary Mets announcer. But sometimes he says stuff he shouldn't say. So in this clip you're going to play here, they're talking about what a beautiful day it is out at Citi Field. And then he says something he shouldn't have said. And then it's almost like somebody elbowed him. And then he says completely opposite what he should have said. So we'll play the clip and we'll play it twice.
Love it. But I'd rather spend it with the new Keith. Well, I can think of better places to be, but it's going to be nice out east when you get there tonight, right?
I just love it. I love day games. You know that.
Yeah. I just love being at the ballpark on a day game. It just makes me in a good mood, and then it has a positive effect on my broadcast.
Really?
Okay, so is that loud enough for you? Can you make it louder?
Jeez.
Hold on. Pause it for a second.
Okay.
Pause it. So I'm going to play it again. What he says is, it's a beautiful day. And then Gary, his co-announcer, says, I can't think of anybody I'd rather spend the day with, Keith. And then Keith says, I could think of some places I'd rather be than here.
Oh!
And then there's like some talking, and then he goes, oh, but you know, I love day games.
He saved himself.
I think he got elbowed.
Love it. But I'd rather spend it with you, Keith.
Well,
here it is.
I can think of better places to be, but it's going to be nice out east when you get there tonight, right?
He gets elbowed.
I love day games. You know that. I just love being at the ballpark on a day game.
He saved himself. Love it.
Yes, he basically all says right. On television, I can think of some better places I'd rather
Let's go for the three Ps.
Oh, okay. So there's a commercial that runs. It's for a life insurance company. And this guy, his name is Jonathan. He's like, I'm Jonathan from, American Fan, whatever it is. And he's in all the commercials. And people always stop him wherever he is. Hey, aren't you Jonathan? Hey, aren't you that guy from the $9.99 plan? But you know how Jerry Seinfeld talks? Do an impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the deal with...
Yeah, that. Right. And he goes, who are these people, right?
Who are these people? What's the deal that you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway?
Right. So the thing about Jerry Seinfeld is people say, like, he always accents the word. You wouldn't. You might say, who are these people? You might say, who are these people? But nobody else says, who are these people? Listen to this woman in this commercial and tell me who she sounds like.
He's 50 to 85 and looking to buy life insurance on a fixed budget. Remember the three Ps.
What are the three Ps?
What are the three Ps? That's totally going after... She's got
totally Seinfeld.
That's Nobody a very Seinfeld like inflection for sure. That's funny.
Okay.
We have herbal essences.
Okay. This is a major commercial from a major company. I posted this clip, part of the commercial, and everyone on my Facebook page immediately heard the mistake. You might not. You might think I'm being a douche, but they made a grammatical error in this commercial. That's a national commercial. Play the clip.
When it comes to your hair, ingredients matter. That's why Herbal Essences is packed with naturally derived plant ingredients you love. And none of the stuff you don't. Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
Okay, did you get it?
Our sulfate-free collection
smells incredible.
It should be collection smells.
She said, no, play it again. The second part, if you can. She said, our collection smelled terrific. Our collection
is like 17 seconds.
Ingredients matter.
Sorry.
That's why Herbal Essences.
Oh, didn't I give you a second clip?
Naturally derived plant ingredients you love.
Oh, yeah.
And none of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
The collections smell. That's correct.
She said collection.
No, she said collections.
Our collection.
No, she says our collections. I think you're losing your hearing, old
play
man.
The short
old
clip.
Man. Old man.
Nope. I played it. Everyone else heard the same thing.
Collections.
Play it again.
Collections.
No, she doesn't. Nope.
Here.
Our sulfate-free collections.
She said collections, dude.
She said collection.
Nope. She says collections.
She said collection.
Collections. Listen. Hey, if you got earbuds in, crank it up really loud. Listen.
Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
Hold on.
Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
She says collection, smell. She does not. It says
she says collections.
Hold on.
Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
Nope, she says collection.
Our sulfate-free collections smell
incredible. No, there's the two S's are separated by a blank. S's, she took a breath. Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
No, she says our sulfate-free collection smell incredible.
Are we on the same planet? I feel like I'm in a fucking Twilight Zone. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone right now.
You're hearing shit.
You're picking a fight now for... No, it says collections, Brody. I know what I'm hearing. Slices.
You're hearing shit.
I'm not hallucinating, right?
I put it on closed captioning also. It also said collection.
Collections. Here, listen again.
Incredible. Our sulfate-free collections.
See, I stopped it right there.
Nope, it's sulfate-free in the background. Collection.
She said
zzz. You're hearing the music in the background.
Our sulfate-free collections smell incredible.
She says collection.
No, she doesn't.
She does not say collections smell. She says collection.
I could never have
Why? Because she thinks collection is plural. But collection is one thing.
But collections plural and smell is proper. And then that's how she said it.
All
right.
We'll post the audio. People can listen to it.
The glasses on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, okay. So Jimmy Fallon did before the writer's strike, they did a sketch where they were, I don't know, it was for whatever reason, they were doing a flashback sketch.
2008.
And the guy, what?
2008.
Yeah. The guy is wearing glasses that say 2008. Now, when would you wear glasses? What year is it on New Year's Eve if you're wearing 2008 glasses?
2007.
That's right. Play the clip.
They're pretty easy to make. I just bedazzled the leftover pair of glasses from New Year's Eve 2008.
Nope. He's wearing glasses from 2007. Listen.
Okay, once again.
Yeah. Did he say collections?
No. 2007. New Year's Eve 2008. Some people, I hate to say it, even though it's wrong. No, even That's though right. it's wrong to say yep. it, you could be talking about 2008, the coming year. Because you say, oh, it's New Year's Eve 2008 because it's moving into 2008. So some people would say New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve 2008 because that night December we celebrated the ringing in of 2008.
Hey, Scary.
It's arguable.
December 31st.
New Year's Eve.
6 months from now. What year is it?
Well, it'll be 2023. But
thank you.
But I could say where are you guys going.
Yes.
Where are you guys going for
New Year's
2024,
Eve.
New Year's Eve, to ring in 2024 on New Year's Eve.
To ring in 2024, but it's not
that
New Year's
night
Eve
has two parts, the before and the after, the year before and the year
midnight,
after.
It's not New Year's Eve, it's New Year's
you
Day.
Know what? Once again, you're nitpicking for no reason.
Ah, shut up. What's next clip?
Oh, hypocritical. Hypocritical.
Oh, hypocritical.
That's a problem
you know
with that word.
Hypocritical
right
means? Hold on. Hypocritical. Hypocritical is when you say something you shouldn't do, and you do it anyway, right?
Right.
And play what this person said, and I'll explain what they think.
That Republicans raised the debt ceiling three times under President Donald Trump, and you know, so it looks very hypocritical. That they-
oh!
Hypocratic oath is what a doctor takes.
Hypocritical.
All right, maybe she misspoke.
Hypocritical.
I hate you. All right, that's all we got for the sound, and
hypocritical.
Hypocritical. Yeah, we got to take a break. All right.
All right.
You know how to piss me off.
Are we taking a break? Are we taking a breaks?
Are we taking a break? Why are we taking...
It's what? The Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Oh, my God. You know, we have listener talkbacks, but there's a lot of unfinished business here because this is going to take a while to do, and we're kind of coming toward the end of what we need to do. I didn't tell you about Ancient Aliens. We'll save that for next week.
Well, okay.
Also,
I don't know anything about
this. Maybe we'll get Garrett on and talk about the merging into the traffic zipper.
and how he got me in trouble with my daughter.
That, twofold. We're both pissed at Garrett.
Yeah. And again, he doesn't know why, and he didn't do anything wrong. Well, he did something wrong with you.
And this could be brief. We'll talk about this really quickly. This bike lane thing. Well, actually, this is going to cause a big stir of who's right and who's wrong. We don't have this kind of real estate. Let's play some talkbacks.
Do we have time to congratulate somebody?
We always do.
Okay, then I want to congratulate one of my all-time favorite former interns. You love her also, Scary. Ricky with an I at the end, Ricky Sanchez.
Oh, what did Ricky accomplish?
Well, Ricky did amazing things with the Elvis Duran Morning Show as an intern. And I recommended Ricky for a couple of different jobs. And one of them she got, I don't think she needed my help, but she worked for Zach Sang and the gang. And I recommended her for a job in Columbus, where Gandhi used to work.
Right.
And she was a number two finalist. Anyway, she got a job working in Tennessee. I don't know, 6-8 months ago.
Tennessee.
Oh, gee, Tennessee. Remember that cartoon? Oh, gee, Tennessee.
No.
The Walrus? Nope. Tennessee Tuxedo?
Continue.
Google it. You'll be like, oh my God, Brody sounds just like him.
Oh my God, Brody sounds like a grandpa with these references from 1962.
You know what? You know who the Beatles are, Scary?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so I know cartoons from the same era as the Beatles.
But the Beatles are
history.
The Beatles are a little less obscure than...
People know who Tennessee Tuxedo was. Everybody knows. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
My point is, Ricky got a job on a legendary radio show.
Kids are TikToking about him right now. Anyway, yeah. So, okay, yes.
Continue. A legendary radio show, the Woody and Jim show. Right? That's the show she worked on?
Yes.
And she was a third mic. Like, you know, she did the news and the entertainment reports, you know. She was I hate to say the girl on the show, but she was the female voice. And these two guys... Well, and a producer. So there's four people. Well, like 2 weeks ago, you know, I'm watching Ricky. She's doing great stuff on social media. She's fitting in. They love her. I'm so proud of her to be a co-host on a morning show in a great city like Tennessee. Well, the company let Woody and Jim go. I think, right? Whatever the case, Woody and Jim are no longer on the show.
Yikes.
You know whose show it is now? It's Ricky's show.
No way.
Yeah. They're like, they got rid of the two legendary guys and it's now Ricky and the producer. That's it. That's the show.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at your face, Scary. Scary's in shock.
Are you serious?
Scary's like, my intern has her own show? Yes. All right. By the way,
I say congratulations,
like
but
all over the country.
I say congratulations, but you, wow, to just throw away legends like that.
I hear it happens in radio.
I fear for my own safety when I start hearing shit like that go down, but okay.
Yeah,
congratulations, Ricky. Anyway,
well, all right. My point is,
no, I know it's. I'm really happy. Listen,
imagine, God forbid, a company decided like, "Hey, Elvis, Danielle, and Gandhi, we don't need you anymore. Scary and Garrett, it's your show. Go." That's basically what happened.
No, we get passed over. We get passed over to the next generation, guaranteed. Anyway,
well, whatever the case.
But we digress.
So Ricky, former intern, fantastic, and she's doing really well. But like one day, she's little co-host. Next day, it's your show.
Yeah. All right. So that said, let's play some talkbacks. Okay. Let's do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, Ricky. We love you. Wow. Yeah. I'm in shock, but it's a happy shock because that's a major move.
You were stunned. I didn't know you didn't know
that. No, it's a major move by the company to give her the reins. Yeah. That's great. Now she gets to write her own chapter. So this is from episode 255. It's a talk back. If you listen to the iHeartRadio app, you can click on the microphone and tell us what you're thinking at that time. Let's see what this is.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens here. Brody talking about people replying to posts when they didn't need to reminds me of something I see in online gaming all the time. People will say, "I don't care," to someone, like when they say they don't accept friend requests or whatever. Well, clearly the person cares because they took the time out to type that they don't care. If they truly didn't care, they would have just ignored what was said.
Very true. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Very nice observation. Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie from Queens.
Brody is scary and Brody. It's Dez from Connecticut. Listen, this is in reference to the Lifesavers woman at the graduation for poor Brody's daughter. Listen, I say even the score, man. If that was me, Brody, I think I would have just stood right in front of that lady as soon as she took out that phone, turned around and just been like, oops, bitch, get out of the way. I can't stand people. They are so indignant and disrespectful.
Yep.
Fuck deal. Sorry it happened to you, Brody. It's bullshit.
Thank you, Dez. And again, similar situation at the Billy Joel concert, except that lasted 2.5 hours, and I paid a lot of money for those tickets.
Well, hey, mine lasted 2 seconds. I paid a lot of money for my daughter's education.
That's true.
Sorry.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jacob here. Just finished 258. You guys have started bringing up pool conversations again.
Yeah.
I was curious, is there a deeper reason why Brody won't let Scary come over?
No, he's just an asshole.
Brody just I want my steak dinner. Facetious? And if you guys have gone into a deeper detail, when did you do that so I can go back and
no,
listen?
No, because there is no deeper detail. It's really as plain as day.
Have you guys seen Scary without a shirt? He's very Italian hairy. I don't know if I want that in my pool. I don't need long black hairs and gray hairs floating in my pool.
Brody and Scary, I say Brody first because I love your rants, but I still love you, Scary. Don't get offended.
I'm not offended.
From Bedford, Virginia. In regards to episode 255, when you were talking about your friend, I would totally think that they banged. But my use is that I need my attitude adjusted. So that's when it's time for some D.
She won't wait.
That was in reference to when I said someone on the phone I was talking to, who I wasn't sure was involved in sexually in a relationship anymore. And they told me, I tiptoed through the tulips this weekend with my significant other. And I was like, oh, thinking they had sex. And no, they actually went to a tulip farm.
Oh, all I heard
but
from
she
that,
likes to say this woman she's was, getting her, she needs an attitude adjustment when she needs her D.
All I heard was that she needs some D. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Brody Scary, Scary Brody, listening to episode 258 about Scary talking about looking at his photos on his phone. Couldn't help but notice both of you quoting some Lisa and the Cult Jam, one of my favorite 80s and 90s freestyle bands of all time. Keep doing what you're doing, fellas. Love y'all. This is Fern down in Atlanta.
Were we singing Lisa?
No, I quoted Lisa and Cult Jam, who I was a big fan of in the 80s.
What was the line?
I don't remember. It wasn't Cool It Now.
Cool It Now is the New Edition. Was it Lost? Edition, was it Lost in Emotion? I wonder if I take you home.
It was Lost in Emotion. I'm lost in my photos. I think I went lost in your photos, something like that.
Or is it? I wonder if I take you home. Or can you feel the beat within my heart?
Nope. Can you feel the? Yeah.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Vasquez. And Brody, in regards to your conversation with your friend about walking through the tulips, yes, men can make anything a sex innuendo. Like, hey, Scary, you know what I did this weekend? Me and my wife did laundry. And you know what? I wanted to splurge. I bought the good detergent. And we went all out. We did 4 loads. Spent all day doing it.
He got cut off.
He's right. No, yeah. He's right. Anything can be sexual. By the way, it's my wife and I. Anyway, go on.
Oh man, we lost bunch of them. That's it. So here's another one.
No.
Yeah, because we haven't checked this in a while, and I got to find out how to get old ones that we haven't listened to. We're being robbed here.
Yeah. Hey, Brooklyn boys, listening to episode 257, and I noticed this a couple other times as well. And Scary says he screenshotted a picture of the wristband.
Yeah, it's screenshot.
Isn't it just take a picture? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
When I think screenshot, I think of screenshotting what's on the phone, like a text message chain or picture there. Keep up the good work, guys. Love listening to you while I work.
Nice. I don't know if the wristband's Scary. Your video's frozen, by the way, Scary. I'm looking at you with a frozen.
No, it's not. I'm just sitting still.
I thought you froze.
No.
Your mouth open like you're going, duh.
How's this?
If you screenshot on your phone, you're taking a picture of whatever's on your screen. So I don't know what you were talking about, but okay.
Did I screenshot? No, I screenshot.
You're talking about a bracelet, a wristband.
No, he's right. I took a picture of it.
Oh, then you did use the wrong term.
I did use the wrong. I misspoke.
And by the way, just a reminder: it's texted. The past tense of to text is texted.
Yeah. If you sent the talkback previously and you didn't hear
Scary's computer lost it. $4.9 million.
Not my computer. It's the limitations of the iHeartRadio podcast tracker with the talkbacks.
I don't like you bad mouthing the company.
No, I'm not bad mouthing. I'm just that's an interesting point. If you state fact, if you're just saying something that is factual, you can't rip me. You could disagree with the fact. You could disagree. You could be.
You can't disagree with factual.
You just okay. I'll give you a quick one here. The other morning, Gandhi from our big show was ordering breakfast at a place called whatever it was, some Nashville chicken place, hot chicken. And I went to go Google it, and I said, it's a 2.3 in Google ratings. She's like, what do you have to shit all over my food for? Why you have to? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm stating fact. Well, all I'm doing was, I'm telling you, it's a 2.3.
She didn't ask you for your...
Doesn't matter, but a 2.3 is a 2.3. I was kind of warning her, you know, whatever. But people do this in everyday life. That's just
did she order from there?
She did.
And did she like it?
She liked the food. Yeah. Okay, she ended up liking it. But my larger issue here is I take exception that, especially when you're trying to educate people with facts, with things that are out there, right? And then the next thing you know, you're hearing them yell at you like as if like you're arguing them or debating them on something that's, I don't know. I mean, it happens in everyday conversation with a lot of stuff. I don't want to...
So you're saying that you secretly hate her and she didn't do it. She doesn't think she's doing wrong.
No, she was judging. She was thinking that I was like passing judgment on her food when all I'm doing is reading what the rating is.
Scary's leaving a talk back later today. Scary and Brody. Yeah, this is Scary. I have a coworker who doesn't like when I tell her that the food that she's about to order sucks and I hate her for it and she doesn't realize I hate her. Yeah, leave that talk back.
I will. I guess that's all we got for the
moment. Speaking of reviews, real quick before we leave. I told you about the place I went to have my tire fixed, and the guy said to me, don't worry, I'm not going to charge you for the flat fix.
Yes.
Just leave me a good Google review.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
A good Google review could be worth hundreds and thousands of dollars.
I saw this.
To a business. Because you might bring their average up. So every time they get a positive Google review, it's valuable to them. So you can leverage that by leaving a good Google review in front of the business owner. As long as you get reimbursed.
That's right.
So first of all, you can't trust good Google reviews anymore because I'm telling you that they're bribing customers. People are bribing customers. I had some work done on my car again, and the guy said to me, if you leave me a good Google review, I won't charge you for blah, 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 and I'll take off the tax and blah, 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 blah. So I said, yeah. He goes, we got to do it right here in front of me so I can see it. Yeah. So I did it in front of him and I saved like a lot of money. So there's a value
of
to people when they go, oh, don't forget to leave me a good Google review. Really? What am I getting for it?
So
now you should leave a good Google review if the person's good.
Right.
And you shouldn't leave a good Google review if they're bad. But I'm telling you, businesses are paying people for Google reviews.
Especially since you're more prone to leave a review when you get bad service or a bad product. So it's kind of counterbalances itself. Think of the hundreds of people that had great customer service. They just, they make the transaction and they move on with their life. But they're not going to go and leave a good review. People are more apt to leave a negative review because they want to have that gotcha moment. So your views are skewed. But I'm sorry, a 2.3 is a 2.3. That's bad.
Well, what'd you say the name of this place was?
I don't know. It's some hot chicken place. I have no idea.
Whatever. It's a hot chicken place. Let's say the other chicken place up the block is telling people, listen, I'll give you free chicken if you leave a bad review for the other chicken place.
There could be that going on, that dynamic. But in either case, I wasn't passing judgment on her food order just because I was reading it. I just read the review.
You know what? You're shitting on her parade, though.
Well, she claims I made a... she claims I went, bleh, afterwards. I don't remember doing that.
So I had a friend, one of my jobs, not in radio.
Yeah.
And we worked in restaurants. And every year or so, he'd go on this major diet, like you do. And he would, when he was in this major diet, he'd walk over to you and go, you know that egg roll is 2,000 calories. I'm like, I want to enjoy my egg roll. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's greasy and it's fat and it's you don't want that information.
Debbie Downer.
Sometimes you just want your 2.3 chicken.
Wah, wah. Okay. All right, fine.
You shit on her food. You tell her I said I agree with you. Her. I agree with her. Now, what if she had the food?
Yeah.
and then she hated it. You could go afterwards and go, I was going to tell you it sucked, but then you'd get mad at me.
Yep.
Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.